Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Hi, my name is Johan, and Nick and Hayden are with me, as always. So guys, interesting weekend in a way. So we're going to start off first with Monday night's college football championship, just to, you know, mention it. An ass-whooping, something we didn't expect, am I right?
I mean, definitely. Nick Saban hasn't lost a game by this many points since he's been at Alabama. So.
Well, didn't they lose to Oklahoma like
by 14
a few years ago?
But not by this many points. They just completely destroyed them. If I can do math correctly, I think it's 28 points they beat them by.
Sounds about right. It was an ass whooping, man. It was. I've never seen something like that in my life.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, he was shaky at first, but he freaking balled out for Clemson.
I mean, look, we've seen teams fit. Yeah, it was by 14. Oklahoma beat Alabama by 14. I mean, we've seen teams figure out Alabama in a way, but it's like usually like in the first half they go down, but then second half they make adjustments and they win. But this time, I mean, they were down.
That Clemson defense,
they're down 27-16, and or it was like 27-13 or 27-16, right? Like at halftime,
something like that.
And
I think it was actually 31-16.
I'll go look it up. But I mean, it was Clemson didn't give up many points or any points at all. In the second half,
Alabama scored 13 points in the first 5 minutes, but then after that, they only scored three the rest of the game.
Yeah.
The Clemson defense in the second half stepped it up because Alabama was able to drive the football.
Yeah, Alabama got shut out in the second half.
Three straight times.
They had one of the better quarterbacks in the NCAA and a solid offense, but man.
I don't know. An interesting question that I have, and I want to hear your guys' opinion. Who do you think is going to be the better quarterback in the future between Tua and Trevor Lawrence?
I have no idea.
I think it's a tough one.
I've seen like four combined games between the two of them, so.
I feel like say Tua has to face better defenses in a way, but maybe we've seen more out of him. But at the same time, like, Trevor Lawrence has looked really good against one of the best defenses in college football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these guys won't be in the draft at the same time unless Tua stays a year. But
Trevor Lawrence has to play two more years, doesn't he, to go to the draft?
He does. Yeah.
Yeah, Tua would have to stay an extra year. Tua is not draft eligible.
I mean, it was just. I've just never seen anything like it, and I started watching college football around 2008-ish, 2009-ish, and a Nick Saban football team getting beat by that much is never something that would have even crossed my mind.
They weren't competitive, and like you take out the first 5 minutes, Alabama was not competitive in that game at all.
Which is crazy because I thought, like, oh, man, this is going to be an all-time great game the way the first 5 minutes were going. It's like both teams are high scoring. It's going to be good. And just – I mean, they – in from after the first quarter, probably after the first 5 minutes, Alabama only scored 3 points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson scored 30. Outscored 30-3. That is something crazy.
I mean, everyone was talking about how Alabama is unbeatable, but Clemson just comes out here and stomps them.
I mean, no, I feel like Clemson is probably – I mean, Clemson, we all saw them as one of their only competition. I know you mentioned Georgia, but – and I – you think Georgia would have done any better against Clemson? Probably not.
I don't want to know. Clemson was too good. Clemson was definitely the best team in the country, but, I mean, we all thought it was Alabama – throughout the whole year, pretty much. And Clemson showed why they were the best team.
I mean, yeah, Clemson struggled at times in the season. And Alabama, for the most part, they just breezed through everybody that wasn't Citadel in the first half or Georgia.
Citadel.
Unless Nick has anything to say, I think we can probably move on.
Nick doesn't have anything to say.
This is probably going to be worse than what we thought Warriors Cavs would have been, because they're going to be playing each other. I don't know anybody else that's going to be getting in between these two playing each other for a few more years. Like, unless Dabo leaves to the NFL or Saban retires, this is going to be it for the next few years, and we're going to have to just learn to enjoy it.
I mean, I would argue UGA has a chance.
Yeah, shut up. We're talking about real teams. But, yeah, this is going to be – Y'all aren't beating Bama anytime soon.
I just said we have a chance.
Not until y'all get a better quarterback.
We don't need a better quarterback.
Oof, Justin Fields. Yo, I want to see Georgia play Ohio State next year. Like, if we get a Justin Fields, in quotations, revenge game, it'd be pretty entertaining.
It'd be a UGA revenge game. We would shut him down. He might not even start, though, so there's also that.
Yeah, I mean, but with Haskins leaving, it opens a spot for him.
I forget the backup QB's name, but he's talking some mad crap, so... He definitely wants to win that QB battle with Fields.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, well, moving on, guys. Wild card weekend with, for the most part, all the games are close and good, except one, which we'll start off with. The first game, the Indianapolis Colts go to Houston and beat the Texans 21-7. It was a 14-point game, but honestly, Indy just stopped caring at the end. And
yeah. That game was over after the third quarter.
That game was, yeah. I mean, look, it was 21-0 at halftime, and it just was not a good showing from Houston, who, I mean, Indy, I guess that just might be me because Indy's always had a weaker defense. This might be the first season where they have a better defense, but I don't know. I thought that Houston's defense wasn't that great going into this, but I didn't think Indianapolis would just beat Houston 21-7. Hayden, as the one seeder for Houston here, you picked them to be the one seed. What's your reaction?
I also picked the Colts to win this game. I was the only one of us to pick the Colts to win this, so I just wanted to throw it out.
You know
there.
What?
I jumped off the ship, and I mean, this is the reason. The Texans just weren't ready. Deshaun Watson played an awful game. He was missing.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready. Easy throws, which is kind of disappointing because I was looking forward to the quarterback matchup.
The first time playoff woes.
Yeah, I mean, they showed a stat, like, with a bunch of quarterbacks that lost their first playoff game. And then, like, Tom Brady and, like, some other guy was a...
Buccaneers to hire Bruce Arians as next head coach. Sorry. Just wanted to include
that. You're a bit late on that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that would be a good hire for them. But, I mean, staying on this game, I mean, it was the most boring game. We all knew the Texans didn't have a chance from the get-go. I believe the Colts scored like 14 like on their first two drives, and they just controlled it the rest of the way.
Let's see. They scored with 10 minutes left of the game, or 10 minutes into the fourth quarter, and first quarter, and then 4 minutes left in the first quarter. They scored all their touchdowns in the first half. So, there wasn't anything that's really due.
I mean, Andrew Luck didn't even really have to do anything either. Just relied on Marlon Mack.
Yeah, it was a pretty boring game. I took a nap, and it's a good decision. So, moving on, because there's nothing really else. The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Seattle Seahawks 24-22.
We all picked the Seahawks. We jinxed
them. That's why they lost.
All right. I did not get to watch most of this game.
So of course, you don't watch any.
I don't. I watched the I watched the fourth quarter of the Chargers game and most of the Philly Chicago game, but I did not watch the Seattle game. I watched at the end when.
So you essentially watched one game.
yeah, basically.
What a great football fan.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, with this game. I have to try to remember exactly what went down, but The Cowboys, I mean, they pretty much – it felt like they
– Seattle tried to run the ball too much.
Most of the game. Seattle, yeah, their play calling was a little iffy at some points. I mean
– Russell Wilson couldn't get the passes outside of that one to Tyler Lockett.
Russell Wilson, I actually thought, played a decent game. His coaches just limited him a lot.
Imagine that, limiting Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, it – and then, I mean, the Seahawks, they – the Cowboys went up 24-14 pretty much at the end of the game. And then, of course, the Seahawks start doing what they normally do and try to come back out of insane situations. They scored within, like, 2 minutes after the Cowboys went up by 10 at the end of the game. And then
– the fucking little drop kick.
Oh, man, that was disgusting.
And then
– I don't get it. Like, I was like, this is bound to fail. Just kicking on straight up onside.
Yeah, I don't know.
It tried to be too cute.
It was basically, I think from what I have understood, is that this game just falls on Pete Carroll losing it.
Are their offensive coordinator not? No, he had a coordinate.
Yeah, and then a lot of
– I mean, they run the ball all the time, but –
And then a lot of bettors got mad at the end of this game, too, because the Seahawks had to go for two since they didn't have their kicker. And since they ended up getting it, the Seahawks ended up covering, which screwed a lot of people out of money. So that was kind of funny.
Who cares about that?
It's funny to see the reaction. Money.
Yeah. Zeke played pretty well, though. 26 for 137.
I mean,
and Amari Cooper did, too. 7 for 106.
The Cowboys were surprisingly the more talented overall team.
Well, their defense is elite, yeah. I think.
I mean, so. the better quarterback didn't win. Dak had an okay game. He had one interception, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it was kind of his fault.
He didn't lose the game, so.
No. Which is what they need. They needed him to just not blow it.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, it was. Yeah, they just let Zeke was basically the offense. And that's
That's how that team works.
That's never a bad thing when you have when you have the leading rusher, in the league. So,
and then the Cowboys win their third playoff game since 1995, something like that.
They beat
so, since any of us were born.
Actually, I don't think they were they top. They were like the one seed that a few years ago, right?
Yeah, they lost their first game.
Yeah, they lost to the Packers.
Yeah, to the Packers.
Catch Gordon North Gwinnett. But they did beat the Lions, I want to say. Or they beat somebody.
The Lions. They beat the Lions, but that's the Lions.
Romo beat the Lions the year of the Dez Bryant draw.
But yeah. I mean, good for them. Man, first take's going to be fun. That's all I got to say. With Dallas still in there. So moving on, the Chargers beat the Baltimore Ravens 23-17. And basically I think all Nick called it, to which I clung on that Lamar Jackson would end up turning the ball over to end the game. And yeah,
yep,
exactly that.
This game was pretty boring. I didn't see a lot of the fourth quarter, I'm not going to lie. But this game was boring through the first through third quarters because the Ravens just couldn't get anything done on offense whatsoever.
Neither team really could. It was a field goal fest for a while.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. The Ravens' defense played great. They kept them at least within striking distance.
Hey, Nick, remember when Hayden kept saying that the Ravens' defense isn't good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, not good enough to win, though.
As they say on the fantasy football ESPN show, hashtag analysis.
Lamar Jackson, up until that fourth quarter when the Chargers kind of let up, he was playing terrible.
I still – look, from what I saw, man, it just seemed like the O-line couldn't block for shit. And, he was missing some throws.
The coaches didn't trust him to throw the ball until the fourth quarter. They were just doing the option run every single play. The fans are getting frustrated with it. They're starting to boo. I mean,
they wanted Flacco in, and I still don't think that. I probably think that would have made it worse because Flacco's not that great. I mean, it's playoff Flacco. Don't get me wrong. I always say he's one of the goats, but he's not an elite quarterback. So I don't know.
Yeah, but the way Lamar Jackson, if you would have watched the first three quarters, That
I mean, I know he turned the ball over a lot. He had like three fumbles, right?
He could do nothing. Yeah, he. I don't know. I think it was two fumbles.
No. And an interception. I see three and one. I don't know. He had a lot of turnovers.
He had a lot of turnovers. I'll say
this, right? Let's come some slack, guys. He played one of the best defenses in the league. And after the first game, they were going to figure him out. You play a team twice in the last 3 weeks, you're going to figure him out. Something's going to work.
I know, I get that, but you have to do something.
Open the playbook then. If you're just making him run the whole – I know, but if you're just making him run, like Lamar Jackson, for the most part, is not just a running quarterback. He was a solid thrower in college.
In college is the key word there.
Okay, but that's because he hasn't been given the ability.
I saw him try and pass the ball a lot that game, and he didn't get it done.
He also was pressured a lot, and he made big plays with his arm.
Only in the fourth quarter. That pass to
Kenneth Dixon was a prayer, yeah. But isn't that when it matters?
It was too late.
Didn't they lose by late?
It's too little too late. It's too little too late. And
so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's what we say, garbage time points don't matter.
Fourth quarter. I mean, I don't know if it was garbage time.
That game wasn't too far away because their defense kept them in there.
The Chargers kind of tried to blow it. They're playing prevent the win defense, what I like to call.
I think that Lamar Jackson will still be fine, and that I don't know. This is just a tough test.
I mean, people will look at the stats like, oh, he didn't play that bad, but. Up until the fourth quarter, terribly. It was like three Look, for 10, 26
At the end of the day,
yards.
When it mattered, at the end of the game, other than that fumble at the end, I thought he played, like, the fourth quarter, when it matters, he showed up. Could he have done a lot better?
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Johan, this is coming from you, who only watched the fourth quarter.
I know, that's what I'm saying. From somebody that watched the fourth quarter, it seemed like he showed up.
We say the fourth quarter, when it matters. Well, why don't the other three quarters matter?
Because
Johan,
your defense is coming you in.
Points don't count anymore in the fourth quarter.
If you played well in the first through third quarters, he wouldn't have to try and come back off.
All I know is you play to win the game.
And he didn't play to win the game.
He lost them the game, to be honest. Yeah. That and the coaching staff. They lost the game for the Ravens.
But y'all, okay,
the defense
but do you guys
tried
think,
to win the game.
All right, fine. But do you think Flacco would have done anything more?
Worth a shot.
Maybe.
You put Flacco in midway through the third, there might be enough time for a comeback there.
Flacco's a better passer.
Yeah, but the way that – okay, I'm going off what I saw in the fourth quarter. I just saw that the Ravens' offensive line couldn't block that well, and they were getting to Lamar Jackson a lot.
Lamar Jackson was holding onto the football too long in the first few quarters. And that's one thing
you – I mean, if you've got to make a comeback, only throwing the ball, I'll take Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You can keep Lamar Jackson.
I don't know. Lamar Jackson made some plays with mobility at the end.
I saw one, and it was a Hail Mary.
It wasn't a Hail Mary. It was like a 20-yard pass to Kenny Dixon. Yeah, but it got there. And then he had to scramble out to pass it to – I forgot who it was that caught the second touchdown at the end of the game. Michael Crabtree.
He made more plays for the Chargers, giving them the game-winning fumble.
Yeah. I get that. Well,
you can't just say he made a bunch of plays while losing. Those aren't plays then.
I still think that he showed that he's
okay. It's called desperation.
Yeah, and that's –
He showed in garbage time he can be a good quarterback.
It wasn't even garbage time. It's down 10.
It was, 23-3 going into
23-10. It wasn't garbage time. That game's still there. The Chargers didn't even put the game away at all until they got that strip sack.
Tell me the Chargers defense didn't lay off in that fourth quarter.
Why lay off, though?
But they did. They shouldn't, but they did.
They shouldn't have.
People go conservative when they're winning.
That's what they do. Look, I hope they try that against any of the other teams that they're going to play. Let them get a lead and lay off of Patrick.
Because all those teams have better quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not denying that Lamar Jackson isn't one of the weaker quarterbacks in the NFL. But still, he got you there. You don't make the playoffs if Joe Flacco's still quarterback.
No, I'd agree with that. Sure, but.
You may have won that game if you had Joe Flacco at quarterback.
Johan, you don't understand. Nothing was working for them. Literally nothing.
Tell me Joe Flacco's abilities that would make it work.
He can throw
the
football.
He's a better passer.
That's a better.
He's a veteran. He's played in the playoffs before.
Playoffs?
I mean, the guy's won a Super Bowl.
the strength of his defense, but Johan, I understand what you're saying.
Me and Nick don't.
That's the only thing Lamar Jackson does.
Nick, he's helped him win games.
Me and Nick don't think Joe Flacco is a great quarterback, but that's how bad it was. The fact we want Joe Flacco to go in the game. That's how bad Lamar Jackson was playing. It was awful.
Lamar Jackson didn't know what to do in the playoffs because he's never played a playoff game before. It's the same with Deshaun Jackson. Or did
Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was a little better.
Patrick Mahomes has never played a playoff game, so are you guys –
And we're about to see what happened there because we'll get into that when we pick games.
Yeah, we'll get into that. That'd be a nice topic.
All right, well, I don't know. I think Baltimore still has a good shot with Lamar, and I don't know. I think that
see if he can actually improve his passing.
I mean, yeah, he has an offseason, so he has time to improve as a passer.
But the Browns, offseason in that division.
I don't know about the Steelers. Ben's. I don't know, man.
I'd be worried about the Browns if I were you, not the Steelers.
Oh well, yeah. I'm not. Hold up.
Oh hey, you see what he's doing here. You know what he's doing? He's setting up his next bandwagon move.
Yeah.
Once Brady retires, he's setting up the Ravens.
Why would I bandwagon the Ravens? Why do I want to bandwagon the Browns or
the Well, you're going to bandwagon the Bears, but they just got beat by the Eagles.
No, I would have bandwagoned the Broncos or the Rams or the Rams or the Chiefs. Come on, there's better options.
Well, this tweet just popped up my timeline. The Ravens turned the ball over 4 times on 8 offensive plays.
Oof. Lamar Jackson's gonna be fine,
and Joe Flacco would have
done shit.
That's what you think?
Yeah, that is what I think.
But you only saw the garbage time plays that he made.
You see the fourth quarter and think, oh, he's playing pretty well, but you didn't see three quarters. Johan, he was absolutely inept.
After this podcast is done, I want you to go on YouTube and look up the highlights for Lamar Jackson.
It'll probably be all Chargers defense plays.
Yeah, find that and tell me if you have the same opinion. So
I probably will.
No, it was
screw Joe Flacco.
All right, I think we should move on.
All right, and finally, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Chicago Bears 16-15, breaking the hearts of many Chicago Bears fans and breaking my wallet.
Bro, the mascot died. I don't know if you guys.
You
saw
can
that.
Venmo. Yeah, you can Venmo me that money anytime you want.
Jesus. Ah, yeah, I'll do that.
I'll send you a request.
I blame Johan. He jinxed the Bears.
I kind of did. I probably did. I didn't jinx the Browns.
Way too overconfident.
I did. I will say that. I will own up to the fact that I said they're 10-point favorites. I also didn't expect the Philadelphia defense to look competent because they played like – I'm telling y'all, the Philadelphia pass defense was playing like trash the whole season, and they decided to show up now.
They're playing
– They have zero of their starting – 3 corners.
Exactly. But it's but it kind of blows that they have to show up now.
Yeah. You didn't abide by the one playoff rule. You always picked the better quarterback.
Well, not always.
I don't know about that.
That's what I do.
Nick Foles. Oh, so Nick Foles is the
better
quarterback
that I would trust.
Ah, so Nick Foles is the better
Russell
quarterback.
Wilson's better
last
than
year.
Dak Prescott. He lost.
No, but we're not. No, last year. Hypothetically.
Yes.
You're telling
yes,
me you're
Nick,
taking Nick
when
Foles.
When Nick Foles played last year, he was better than Mitch
in
Trubisky.
In a playoff game?
Absolutely.
In a playoff game, I'm taking Nick Foles. He's 4-1
in
the playoffs.
I don't blame you
He's
with
won
that.
A Super Bowl.
Against your
Again,
team.
Again, I'm not blaming you with that. But if we're saying like the best. I'm just saying that if you're going to take the best quarterback rule and you're taking Nick Foles, not this year. I'm talking about last year. Now, we are talking about this year now.
But it's not last year, and I didn't pick him last year.
Ah, okay. I want to see how you pick this year then, with the little best quarterback rule of yours.
Okay.
Which we'll see in a second.
Well, let's see. So far, what have I picked? I picked Deshaun Watson because I thought he was playing better through most of the year.
And he lost to
– I picked Russell Wilson because he's – You love Russell Wilson. He's better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I said I picked a better quarterback, and I live with the results. I picked Nick Foles, and I picked Phillip Rivers. So
I picked the Bears defense and the Philadelphia Eagles defense to be trash.
Defense only wins you championships if you have a competent quarterback.
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
15.
Like,
please, I don't want to hear Peyton Manning slander.
He was like 11-17. It was like 11 touchdowns, 17 picks. It's legit. His defense won.
I love Peyton Manning, but he could not throw the ball. That
he did what was needed.
Did C.J. Anderson won.
Did he do what was needed?
No, C.J.
Did Peyton Manning do what was needed?
C.J. Anderson did what was needed.
Did he turn the ball over?
Let me actually look that up.
Did Trubisky?
Did he put his defense in absolutely awful field position? He probably did. He probably fumbled.
I mean, for the most part, it was the Denver Broncos just making Cam hate life. And
we're back at the Super Bowl from 2 years ago.
Three
years ago. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the playoffs. All right. I like better. I pick quarterback. Dude, quarterback is the most important position.
I mean, he
have fun with your defenses.
Nick Foles. I mean, he showed up.
He struggled, but showed up at the end. Sadly,
he lives up to his nickname.
Oh, he played well in the fourth quarter, which is the only quarter that matters.
Yeah, he did. He struggled in the beginning, but he played when he needed to. He showed
unlike up. A certain quarterback who can't pass very well. He was actually able to, you know, pass his team back into the game.
Kudos to him.
Man, the Eagles, I mean, they have to make a decision. I think they're going to go with Wentz this offseason, but Nick Foles, man.
There's no way you can't. They invested so much into him.
I don't know, just trade Wentz and get another
pick. If Nick Foles wins another Super Bowl for them, I don't think they can just get rid of him.
Oh, no, that you can't. You have to sign him to an extension, but you can't play two quarterbacks.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, they probably won't advance any further. We'll get into that game later.
Well, they're playing the Saints, yeah.
But the better quarterback, guys.
Okay.
Drew Brees is the better quarterback.
Also, I don't know why you hate that so much.
I don't know, because you brought it up.
I brought up a logical point.
Yeah.
Oh!
So I think the better quarterback, man.
You're probably not used to hearing those.
Trash talk.
Yeah. He can't handle the truth.
I can't handle the truth that Joe Flacco would go in and do more. That's just that's the hill I'm going to die on.
He wouldn't do worse.
Yeah. It couldn't have gotten any
worse. Shut your mouth.
Look.
Your bias has blinded you.
Yeah, a little. Look,
you probably went into this last NFL draft saying, oh, Lamar Jackson won the Heisman. He's the best quarterback available.
No, I still thought Baker was. But the only quarterback I did hate was Josh Allen. That was the one.
Everyone doesn't like Josh. Nobody likes Josh Allen.
That was the guy I was like, why is he getting touted so highly? Because he could throw.
He's so big. Look how far he can throw.
Yeah. I mean, he's played pretty well, though.
Yeah.
Looks at the Bills' offense.
He can run the ball, which I didn't know.
Hey, he was drafted to do that, am I right? It's not like they have Shady,
it's like they play Shady. Wildcat offense.
Shady McCoy doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Probably because that offense doesn't allow him to, but.
All right, the Bills should not be in our playoff talks. They've made it once in the past 15 years. So.
And they lost.
And they were 9-7 too. So it's not like they've had a great season.
You're the one continuing this Bills talk.
Yeah. So, let's see.
I mean, it has to be. It's a frustrating loss to the Bears, though, with that kick, that tipped kick at the end.
Remember the golden rule. If you're a kicker and they ice you, don't follow through with the kick.
Yeah, you never. If the whistle blows before you kick it, you never kick it. Just don't do it.
I don't understand why they kick it. It's like, oh, yeah, look at this. I can make it. We know you can make it. We expect you. Well, hold up. It was Cody Parkey. We don't know if he can make it. But we expect him to.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's still.
That timeout by Doug Peterson saved the Eagles season. It really did.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be a good sleeper team to make it to the Super Bowl with that defense, but I mean,
I think we all did.
The defending champs knocked them out, and now
no, don't put we all in.
Oh,
this.
Sorry, forgive me.
See, some of us here aren't blinded.
Blinded by what?
Bias.
What bias?
You love the Bears.
I do because I think that they're great. Not
man, what happened to that?
I mean, they lost.
Oh. In the wild card round.
How is it? Hold up. Are you? Okay. Let me think of something.
Okay.
So I think that the Chicago Bears are a better team. You think that that's a bad reason for me to pick them against the Eagles?
Better team than who? Than the Bears?
I think that Chicago is better than the Eagles. I thought they were better than the Eagles. Obviously, I was proven wrong.
Record-wise, sure.
Record-wise, what? They were.
Sure, they're better.
They were better. And, I mean, Philadelphia won.
Hold on.
Good for them.
The best team doesn't always win. I think you look at both of these teams' rosters, the Bears have the better roster.
But the Nick, the Bears went 12-4, Nick. The Eagles lost to the Saints 48-7. They decided to shut down Carson Wentz. That basically was them submitting. They were basically giving up on the season. Good for them that they came back because they beat the Rams and the Texans and now the Bears.
I think I made them mad.
Picking the Bears in this game is not a bad pick.
What's so much bias of me picking the Bears?
I did make him mad.
Yeah, you did. All right.
Johan, what position is the most important? Patriots yet.
I don't know.
What position is the most important? It's not defensive end.
It's not defensive tackle. And I never said
it's not corner.
Remember how
I said
quarterback. That I thought Mitch Trubisky was going to be fine in this game because the Eagles' defense was trash all season. That's why, and I get it.
But you're not forgetting the fact that they showed just because the Eagles' defense is bad doesn't mean Mitch Trubisky's going to be good.
I don't know. I thought that the matchup was good. They showed up. Good for
them. Matt Nagy's a professional magician. Just a bunch of smoke and mirrors.
Again,
that's what the offense is.
Again, good thing that the Eagles' defense showed up. Good for them. I picked wrong. I picked the team who
Hayden,
I thought was better.
Hayden, do you remember that two-point conversion that the Bears went for and missed when they had like five players in motion,
but that was
a D-line, Khalil Mack, and an O-lineman out wide.
I don't know why they made that play.
Oh, you can't get the 1 yard draw.
I mean, I don't know if they make it. Then we're not looking at it like
that nice fancy offense you got. Too bad your quarterback can't make the plays.
I mean, have I ever said that Mitch Trubisky was a good quarterback?
Well, you picked the Bears, so you had some confidence in him.
I picked the Bears because I thought that he'd be able to play well against what's been a bad pass.
Okay, so you had confidence in him.
I did, but where's the I'm just so confused as to what is so wrong with me thinking that the Bears were supposed to win this
bias
game.
Bias is this trigger word.
Because you love the Bears.
I like them. Yes, right. I also picked them in the beginning of the season to be good. I also didn't think they'd make the playoffs, but I don't see what's so wrong for me. Give me your argument.
Moving on.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares about Johan's bias.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Philly, good for them. They beat the Bears, and it's good to see that their defense showed up when it needed to.
All right. Now the divisional round.
Did we actually talk about this game at all in substance, or did we just listen to me have to?
There was very little.
I'll give you the rundown in substance. Nick Foles is better than Mitch Trubisky. There we go.
Good job.
Game over. And Cody Parkey's trash.
It was.
But see, we all knew that.
Before we get to the divisional round, I'm going to go through the coaching news for the week. There was a little bit. The Packers hired the Tennessee offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur. The Falcons just now hired Dirk Cutter as their new offensive coordinator.
Ew.
That's an interesting one.
Rehired because he was
Arizona
hired.
Cardinals hired Cliff Kingsbury as their head coach, and the Buccaneers hired Bruce Arians as their head coach.
That's going to be very good for them, for being
honest. I don't understand the Packers hire, though. Like, what did he do?
I don't either.
As the offensive coordinator for the Titans.
Stephen A. had a whole thing. Like, he was like
– I was listening
Titans
to
Titans were ranked, like, 27th
on his radio
offense
show, right?
Or something like that. No, he did it on First Take.
Oh, he also did it on his radio show. I was listening to that on the drive.
Okay, would you like to hear some other stuff?
Go ahead.
Do you know where LaFleur's from?
No.
Tennessee.
Well, he trained Sean McVay. He then trained Kyle Shanahan.
Did a bad job of training Marcus Mariota and Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, his offense didn't.
Oh, wow. He couldn't get it done with Blaine Gabbert.
I said Marcus Mariota and Blaine Gabbert.
They made the playoffs with Marcus Mariota.
No, they made the playoffs because the AFC
sucks. I hear playoffs.
Playoffs.
Wait, the Titans?
And the Steelers.
I mean, they made it last year, sure. They didn't make it this year.
Oh, they made it this year.
Yeah, because they had to deal with Blaine Gabbert for 9 games.
It
was 9.
No, I'll check.
I just don't know what he's done to. I mean, you seem to like him. It's your team. I'm just
Marcus Mariota played it or started 13 games, so.
Huh. And they only missed by one. Any one of those games playing average for one.
25th in total yards, 29th in passing yards, 7th in rushing yards, good for them. But Derrick Henry basically inflated those stats at the end of the season. 27th in points per game. And, yeah.
I mean, 27th with your starting quarterback in there for 13 of the 16 games.
Mike McCarthy spent 1 year as an offensive coordinator before the Packers head coaching job.
But he probably didn't coach for the 49ers. He probably didn't have his team.
And no head coaching experience. And 1 year offensive coordinator. The 49ers were 28th in offense.
Does LaFleur.
Have you heard of Mike Holmgreen?
No.
Really?
No.
Hayden, have you?
No.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. All right, Hall of Fame coach. Won, like, 5 Super Bowls. He won two? He won one with the Packers. He was the guy who got Brett Favre to the Super Bowl. He spent 1 year as an offensive coordinator before he was the Packers head coach. His team was last in offense. So just because your team can't produce on offense doesn't mean you can't qualify as a good head coach. Bill Belichick got fired from the Browns head coaching job and then went to the Patriots.
Well, that's the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Can't use an excuse. Just because you don't have success one place doesn't mean you can't have success another place. Nick Saban couldn't make it in the NFL. He sucked the Dolphins. Oh, and look at that. He's the best college coach of all time.
It's also college. It's a different thing.
It's a different sport. Being a head coach is different than being the play caller.
I mean, this all comes down to if Aaron Rodgers is going to respect this head coach. That's what it comes down to. He didn't respect McCarthy towards the end of his career. So, I mean...
He respected McCarthy until he turned this offense into a whack offense.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, if he doesn't like what the new head coach is going to do, he might challenge him, and there could be an issue there.
I'm down for this. I hope Aaron Rodgers beefs with his coaches.
I do too.
It'd be great to see. Because yeah, I'd rather get a coach fired from Texas Tech than the guy who's in charge of Tennessee offense. That's just
he got fired from USC.
He didn't get fired. He got released from USC because he didn't do anything.
Also, he's being fired.
Hold on. Was he fired? You can't say he was fired from USC because he didn't do anything. The guy was in Southern California
just because
for maybe a day.
For like a month, but.
All right, guys. I think we should get to the division.
I think Johan's just salty over semantics and that I called him biased.
I've acknowledged I'm biased.
All right. Moving on, the first game of the divisional round at 4:35 is between the Colts and the Chiefs. What do you guys think? What's your first?
I can't think on who's the better quarterback.
Oh man, you're so mad about that comment.
Nah, but I have to go with the better quarterback in the game, man. Andrew Luck has playoff experience.
He's definitely mad about that quarterback comment.
Andrew Luck has playoff experience. He's honestly, I think I'm actually going to pick the Colts in this one.
I do think it has to be said that Patrick Mahomes, and even though it's not his fault, but he still takes a little bit of blame. He's 0-4 in the biggest games he's played this year. 0-4.
Okay.
Even though it's all on him,
like Mike Williams, that you know, if you just put somebody on Mike Williams, you know. Don't leave him wide open. We don't know. Maybe he's 1-3 in big time games. And if,
but that doesn't, that's an if.
That's what I'm saying. Like you could find different things.
I mean, the Chiefs, they've struggled in the playoffs at home the past few years. They're kind of like the Bengals a little bit of the years past, where they just can't win a playoff game, and they do blow leads too. But they also, they blew like a 31-point lead to the Colts a few years ago in the playoffs. So there's that. I mean, I don't know. Mahomes versus Andrew Luck, I think, is going to be a great matchup. It just all depends on how the Chiefs defense does. I don't know who I'm going to pick. I'll let you guys.
I don't know. It's a toss-up. I want to know what the line is.
5.5, yeah.
For Kansas City. I'll be honest though. Okay, I'm gonna pick the Chiefs. I can't see them going 1-done.
I can't either, but I don't want to put it past the Colts. It's where I just said I'll take the best quarterback. I'll pick the Colts then. Why not?
I mean,
I'll stick with my philosophy.
Mahomes is gonna win the MVP, so it's not really, you can't really say Luck's the better quarterback per se. Mahomes had a better year.
He put Luck has gone to the AFC Championship before. I'll take him.
Sorry. Oh, I love
Who did they play in the Super Bowl that year?
Who won that Super Bowl year? Yeah. I could tell you who won that the Super Bowl that year. It's Tom Brady. 10-point comeback against the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, that was the Seahawks, yeah.
Which was the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. And
wait, so are the Patriots still your favorite NFL team, or is that the Bears?
No, it's the Patriots.
It's going to change.
When it's pretty close.
I don't think I could see myself liking whoever they pick at the draft this year. So
no, you know what I heard? The Patriots, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick are going to leave just in time to where they go 1-15 and get Trevor Lawrence in the draft.
That would honestly...
That's what I heard this year. And that scares me, because that could happen.
I want to know why they would do that.
Bro, just imagine if you can go from Tom Brady to Trevor Lawrence. Left.
I'm going to have to send him another link. Hold on. I'm going to ask him if he can...
We're going to get off this... We're going to get off this Patriots talk.
Well, we're going to have to talk about them in a little.
We will. And that'll be the in a couple games up. Let's see what...
All right. Last MVPs. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Peyton Manning, Steve McNair, Peyton Manning, Rich Gannon, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk.
Okay. Where's this going?
I don't know. He was saying somebody brought up Pat Mahomes was an MVP, and I did. Yeah, and then hold on, but yeah, I'm taking the Colts on this one just because. Man, do I want to be on the same side as Nick on this?
I guess
so. I don't want to take the Colts because historically bad defense, like I said, but I want to take the Colts because their defense actually showed up and. The way that this offense was putting up points against the Texans, it was pretty simple. And the Texans have a – I mean, they only scored 21. I mean, yeah, but at that point, the game was settled in a way. Mm-hmm. So, like, my thing is this. I think that, like – oh, my God. I have to do all this. Okay, give me a second. I'm not able to collect my thoughts at the moment because I'm trying to send this thing to Nick. And
all right, so I mean, okay, I'll give you the break and I'll try to stall for a second.
All right. Okay.
The Colts.
I can do it now.
Are you good?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Colts. Their defense has improved a lot. They have a solid defense and they shut down Deshaun Watson. Texans weren't. You know, they hadn't really played anybody throughout the season. And when they did, they played the Eagles and the Eagles weren't, you know, the Eagles beat them. So, the Colts should be will be for sure putting up points against Kansas City. And it's just going to fall on. Can they get a turnover from can they get pressure onto Patrick Mahomes? And if they can, they should be able to win. So I'm going to take the Colts on this. I think that the Colts defense will cause a few turnovers from Patrick Mahomes. And I think that his MVP season is spoiled.
I'm going to –
The Colts are going to win.
Okay.
So you guys are both going Colts. Yeah. As much as I think that – I mean, the Colts have a very real chance at winning this game. I just – like I said, I don't see the Chiefs going one and done after the year they've had. They've been. I know they're like 3-3 in their last six games.
For what it's worth, the Patriots once went 14-2. Tom Brady was MVP, and they got knocked out by the Jets in the divisional game.
Always have to bring in the Patriots. I think Mahomes steps it up, and I think he does just enough to win the game at the end. So I'm going with the Chiefs. For a score prediction,
I mean, I think that there's no wrong answer in this game. For being honest,
there's not.
Both teams are looking like both teams can come out of the AFC. I think that both of these teams are capable of beating anybody in the NFL. So,
all right.
So, should we do score predictions? You were gonna do them.
You can start. I still have to. Yeah. I have to think about it.
I'll go Colts 35, Chiefs 31.
Oof, that was almost exactly what I was gonna go. I'll go Colts 38, Chiefs 35.
I'm going to say the Chiefs win it 34 to 28.
Okay. You know what I just realized? If we're being honest, if Pat Mahomes didn't have as big of a season as he did, Andrew Luck would probably be the MVP frontrunner right now.
No, because Drew Brees exists.
I don't want to hear that talk.
Nah, yeah, I don't know, man. That Colts team last year was absolute garbage. And with the with basically the same team around except Quentin Nelson and Andrew Luck.
Okay, well,
so you think Andrew Luck finishes second?
I mean, he's second in touchdowns. He's played pretty well all year, and he's helped them come back from that bad start in the beginning of the year.
And improved defense certainly helps too. During that bad start.
I know that's, but I'm saying like at the end,
Drew Brees didn't have that 1-5 start.
He did lose to Dallas. Ew.
Okay, Dallas is in the divisional round of the playoffs.
That was just a joke. Jesus.
Yeah, if you're going to pick a team that he lost to, pick the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's still amazing to me that the Bucks beat them.
The last time they won the Super Bowl, the Panthers, Bucks, and Cowboys beat them. Only three teams. All right, we should move on, though.
How does that make you feel that the Saints could win another Super Bowl?
We'll get to that.
Despair.
When the time comes.
Oh, okay. Dallas heads into Los Angeles. And what will be a neutral site game. What for sure will. If there's one fucking team that's going
to... not leaning towards Cowboys.
If there's one fan base that really does like to go around, it's both Philly and fucking Dallas. So,
and the Steelers, too.
Well, they're watching from home.
Well, right now.
But, yeah, so Los Angeles, 7-point favorites against Dallas.
I think that line's too high.
Yeah, I think so,
that's,
too.
That's way too high.
Because, see, here's the thing, right? We've seen Dallas play a team that's beaten the Rams. They beat the Saints. And they have, and for the most part, the...
The transitive property.
Yeah, that's why LSU... LSU National Championship. National champions. No, wait. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it would LSU. Be. They beat they won their championship game against UCLA.
But
yeah, that's not the transit property. They just beat the defending national champions.
You're right.
No, that game was a championship.
My favorite thing was that UCF posted UCF's SB Nation account tweeted, "It's hard to repeat," during the national championship last night. But
yeah,
I
was
gonna say this. Look, Jared Goff, from what I remember, he struggled at the end. After the Chiefs game, they beat the Lions, but he didn't do much. They lost to the Bears, lost to the Eagles, and then they got...
I don't trust him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to basically say. I don't trust him. You play the Cardinals and the 49ers, if those are get-right games, but C.J. Anderson was basically the offense during that time.
I'll be honest. I think I trust Dak Prescott more in this game than I do Jared Goff.
Interesting.
Dak Prescott, he's been in playoff games before. I know Jared Goff has been in a playoff game, but he looked terrible. Dak Prescott does show up in big games. Believe it or not, it does happen.
So, is he a big game player?
Sure. Also, what goes for Dallas is the fact that the Rams are 23rd in rushing yards allowed. And so that's going to help him
out. A lot of names, not a lot of production.
Yeah. That's basically the Rams defense. Yeah, a lot of names. I mean, going in, I thought that this would be an elite defense, but they haven't showed up other than Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald has been excellent all year.
Beast.
Long.
Yeah.
But, what a god.
And they're going to need him if they want to win.
Yeah.
Shutting down Zeke is going to be essential for the Rams to win.
I'll be honest, guys.
I'm taking Dallas. I think I'm going to take Dallas. I don't want to take it so fast because usually I like to think out what I'm going to.
You two take Dallas. I'll take the Rams just so we don't all pick Dallas again.
I get that, but man, I just like it's just crazy that. It's just crazy to think that the Dallas Cowboys could beat the LA Rams the way that the Rams, the way that they both looked when their seasons kind of turned a little.
The Cowboys could be in the NFC Championship.
Ew.
Like, we went from thinking like Jared Goff as like dark horse MVP candidate to like, is he really trustworthy? And yeah, I think that.
Wait, if Goff shows up, the Cowboys are probably screwed. I'm just going to say that. But I don't think Goff shows up.
I don't know. I think that I mean, the Cowboys defense will cause trouble. Todd Gurley is probably going to also. I think that Todd Gurley is probably going to be the most important player on the Rams side if they're going to want to win this, because I feel like Jared Goff will struggle this game.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel so weird, man, picking against the Rams, including after, like, they could have – they looked like they were going to go 16-0. They could have – they looked like one of the teams that could have gone 19-0 this year. They could have been
– yeah. I mean, hell, I thought they were the best team in my power rankings for a decent stretch. And now I have them losing the first game of the playoffs.
Hmm. Funny what how do you think things that does, fall like that.
What do you think that happens – what do you think happens to Sean McVay? They're not going to fire him, but – like,
what the
amount of credit you give him. I'm not saying they're going to fire him, but you lose your two straight home openers or your two straight playoff games at home. After
it definitely hurts him a little bit. It hurts him a little bit, no doubt.
It's just a weird thought.
He'll be
all right. You guys have score predictions?
Nick, what'd you say?
I thought that was mine.
Oh, did I cut out?
I did not hear you.
Yeah, you cut out for a second.
Yeah. Ram, I don't want to pick anybody into the 30s because those defenses are too good to let 30 points up.
Nah, Rams defense would give up 30.
Rams 28, Cowboys 24.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Cowboys 25. Rams 20. 25. Yeah. It's a disgusting. I feel disgusted right now.
I feel like Hayden is going to pick like a 7-10 game or something.
Like what was the score last year? Because Atlanta's defense wasn't as good as the Rams defense or as this Cowboys defense, but they didn't even give up that many points last year. I'll check the score.
I remember it being like low scoring.
26-13. The Rams were held to 13 at home after beating the number one team or scoring team. I mean, it's shown possible. And Jared Goff, I mean, he's looked a little iffy down the stretch.
Iffy.
All right.
I'm going to go with the gross score, too.
Ew.
23-4-2. Cowboys.
Under 20 points. Damn, that'll probably hurt. I mean, it's not going to do anything to Sean McVay. He'll probably still be a highly respected coach, but that'd be a bad look to lose your first two playoff games, even though you should win them. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. 1:05 Sunday on CBS. The Los Angeles Chargers head to New England for what could be a game played in a winter wonderland, guys. It could be a snow game. We all know what happens with AFC West teams in snow games, am I right?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Poor.
Okay, so going off that Ravens game, I remember seeing something like the Patriots should be really happy watching this Chargers Ravens game. I'm like, ha, that's not true, because any pressure, if Tom Brady even senses a bit of pressure, he plays like trash.
You guys should be worried. I'm just gonna say.
Did I say I'm not worried? I'm worried. Or I'm not worried. Sorry, I'm worried. I didn't like any of those teams. I didn't like that game. I didn't want the winner of that game.
Well, too bad.
And we get them. So,
I mean, it's about damn time you guys play
a real team in
the divisional round. You guys have been playing freaking crappy
Jacksonville
teams in the divisional
last year. Round. In the divisional,
not the divisional. You guys played the Titans in the year before.
Blame the Chiefs. What, the Texans. I'll look at the Patriots' last divisional games.
The fact you don't know, Joe.
I mean, they played the Ravens a few years ago. Joe Flacco put up big points.
Listen to dummy boy over here. Doesn't know who his team plays.
This should be a low scoring game, think. By the way.
Okay. Yeah. I have a score prediction.
Go ahead.
Actually, no, I don't have to add it in my head.
Juwan, is there anything you want to say specifically about this game since you're a Patriots fan?
I'm really worried, but I'm going to stick with my team.
I'm assuming it's the Chargers defense that makes you worried. All
right, 2016, in the divisional, we played Houston. But Houston did play us well that year. I'll say that. They played us well.
Houston didn't have a starting quarterback,
Can I finish?
No,
we're done. Well.
Tennessee,
next. Thank you.
Tennessee,
next.
Houston.
Well, a bad team played you.
Kansas
well?
City, Baltimore, Indianapolis, Houston, Indian. Denver,
ew.
New York,
ew.
Baltimore.
All right.
Ew.
Next.
Look at this.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Chargers, 23-17.
Interesting. I don't know where I'm going with this, Johan.
Honestly, it just depends on if it snows or not. I'd like to know if it is, because that's going to lower the score a lot.
Let's assume.
Although they did win 59-0 that one game against the Titans.
Shut up. Let's assume.
No snow?
No snow.
No assuming. It's 2019.
Ah, you're right.
I think you have two score predictions. One with snow and one without snow.
All right. With snow, I'm going to go 0-0. And then, I'll go 0-0.
The game's
and then canceled. Roger Goodell's like, you know what? I like the Patriots. Let's go. For ratings purposes.
Sounds like what he does for the Cowboys.
Sounds about right. No, if it's... I'll just give it one score. I'm going to go... Nah, fuck it. I gotta stick with my team. I'm gonna go Patriots... 28-20.
Dang, 28. Four touchdowns on that Chargers defense?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if they can't defend the check down.
What is my score prediction? I say Patriots 21-20. They win by a point.
I'm not doubting the Patriots. They're a good team.
I'm not betting against the Patriots. It's just they proved me wrong too many times.
They proved it.
I'm just gonna
let's think about it. This is the closest they've been to a decline. 11-5 is the closest you've been to a decline.
All right, stop bloviating.
What? Oh, wait. Right, I thought you wanted me.
Moving on to the NFC.
I'm a Bears fan. Am I right?
You're a fan of whoever's winning.
Well, the Bears lost.
Yeah, no, that's why you're not a fan of the Bears anymore.
You're a Patriots fan again.
I am a Patriots fan regardless.
What happened to being a Thunder fan, huh? Did you give up on that last year?
Oh, yeah, because Carmelo Anthony's gone. I'm
trash
a Carmelo Anthony
player.
Fan. I mean, at the moment, yes, he's not very good. He's not as useful. He's not as good of a scorer as he used to be.
Useful?
Moving
His
on.
Only use is scoring.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's not as useful as he used to be.
He's not useful now.
Period. At any point.
Unless it's Hoodie Mello. That's a different story. But
you mean the biggest fraud in NBA history? man. All right, Philadelphia, New Orleans. I'm guessing Nick is picking
the Saints.
Philadelphia. What?
Johan's so salty.
I know.
A quarterback.
Dude, you'd make the Dead Sea look clean.
Isn't the Dead Sea going to be gone in a few years? Is that the Black Sea? One of those seas is going to be gone.
It's the Dead Sea.
It's the Black Sea.
It's the Dead Sea. There's two.
Is there a Dead Sea?
Did you not know there's a Dead Sea?
Are you stupid?
Did you not go to high school or middle school at all? Hayden, we learned about this.
it's the big body of water with so much salt, everything floats.
It's like me after I
lost
you.
Oh, I didn't think that was the Dead.
That's the Dead Sea.
I didn't think that was the Dead Sea.
It's the Dead Sea.
Oh.
And yeah, because there's so much salt, all the water is getting absorbed, and it's shallowing
the Black Sea's
bottom of the sea.
Same thing. One's salty, one's blue.
All right, sorry. Sorry, I forgot my geography, okay?
Dumbass.
And yeah, in the words of the great Red Foreman, dumbass.
I'm picking the Saints to Johan's shock.
Yeah, I'm actually very stunned you picked them.
Saints are favorite.
Why would I pick the Eagles?
Why would you be? Yeah, why would you pick the Eagles?
I don't know.
Oh,
because they've won a Super Bowl. Defending.
they beat the Bears. How can you possibly pick against them? They beat the best team in the league, right?
Best team of the league? Oh, yeah, it's New Orleans.
Never mind.
I feel bad for you, Saints fans. You probably just jinxed you right there. Actually, no, I don't feel bad for you because I want you guys to lose.
I like the Saints in a marginally close game.
So you think the Eagles have a chance?
I mean, marginally close is going to be
competitive.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I think it's just going to be like a consistent 10-point gap the whole game.
All right.
I'm going to take New Orleans. They're in the dome, and I mean in the dome, man. Ain't nobody beating you. There's nobody beating them. Oh, sorry. Except the Panthers.
Yeah. Kyle Allen. Never forget.
I'm taking the Saints in this one. I'm
Saints are going to win 31-21.
I was going to say 35-21. So
all touchdowns for Joe.
I mean, yeah, I realized. Oh, let me change the final.
Yeah, you don't like
field goals. I don't know. I'm going to change that because it is weird to get all touchdowns. I'll go 33-19. No, 33-17. Ew. I didn't like the fact that it was 19. Yeah, 33-17. Let's go with that. 16-point game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with the Saints, too. I'm going to say the Saints win 38-24.
We're all going to be disgusted when Nick Foles fucking leads them to another game-winning drive.
No, I'm not. I want the Saints to lose. Are you kidding me?
That is.
I'll be rooting for my pick to be wrong. So we all picked the Saints. Yes. So,
yep.
Eagles fans, you should be a little happier about the outcome of this one.
All right, the final game.
Was that our first?
What?
I totally forgot we already did the other NFC game.
Yeah, we did.
So we didn't come to a consensus until the last.
Until it came to the Saints. Yeah.
No, we technically did. You know, Nick wanted to pick the Cowboys, but out of the sake of not having consensus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He picked the Rams.
So that could still count for the jinx. We don't know yet.
We'll find out.
Well,
we conduct the research so you don't have to.
Well, guys, anything else you guys want to talk about?
Basketball. That's happening.
The Lakers suck without LeBron.
We knew that.
The Warriors are not giving a fuck.
Which we also knew.
Which kind of blows, because as soon as November comes around, they're just going to win it again.
Who's going to get the one seed in the West? There's not a damn chance Denver holds on to it.
Does it matter? That's my thing. After like the past few years, man, it's like with the Cavs. Does it matter if they were the one seed last year? No. Does it matter if Golden State's the one seed? No. They were the two seed and went into Houston, yeah. And Houston missed 20-something straight threes.
I will say the home court advantage did benefit Houston a lot, though.
I thought
if it wasn't for Chris Paul going down, Chris Paul they would have won.
Yeah, but we could say the same thing as had Draymond not gotten suspended for Game 6, the Golden State would have beat the Cavs 4-1.
Oh, there goes Nick. I think it depends on the team whether home court advantage is important. Like the Celtics last year when they played the Cavs. The home court advantage was crucial for them because that whole series until Game 7, the home team won. So, I mean, but right now, I mean, it's too early to really say anything.
I'm just wondering if
about the NBA season.
Now it's just the Rockets finding are playing out what, a lot better. What Philly's going to do because Jimmy Butler just has beef with anybody, everybody with a pulse.
Bro, they'll probably keep him unless it gets worse. But
I mean, luckily he's a free agent this year. They gave up pieces, but
I mean, the East is a lot better than what I thought it would be, to be honest, with the Milwaukee.
Nah, Bucks it seemed like really it was well. Coming. Time was coming. I mean, Giannis with Kawhi there now. I mean, Indiana was pretty good with Oladipo last year. And, I mean, Boston's still there. So, yeah. Charlotte, 7 seed, and Brooklyn, 8 seed. That is one thing I did not expect. I didn't know, Brooklyn has been just pick-deprived, like, since the Paul Pierce trade. So, that's kind of shocking.
It's probably not going to last.
But
look at the teams below them. I don't know what team passes them. We'll see. The Cavs suck. We all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
They want to get Zion. Get the next LeBron James.
I thought you hate Duke players.
I don't hate Zion. I just hate the coverage he gets.
Oh, somebody said that UNC doesn't get the same amount of coverage.
No, I just don't want 10 notifications on my phone when Zion gets an alley-oop. Yeah, sure, it was a decent alley-oop, but, like, it's Zion, so they're going to blow up my phone.
So you're probably going to pick against the worst QB, right?
Johan, that's not my argument. Okay, that's all.
But yeah, I mean, look, the Lakers 5.5. Once LeBron's back, they'll be able to keep it. But so, I don't know, man.
LeBron, this was like a week ago. They said he'd be reevaluated pretty soon. So we'll see. They need him. They absolutely need him. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. Since LeBron went out, let's see their record. I'm sure it's pretty bad. I think they've only won twice since him being out. So they've only won two games since he's been out. They're 2-5 against teams like, I mean, the Clippers are decent. The Kings aren't that great.
The Kings,
they played the Kings.
I mean, the Kings are two games, are like a game and a half behind them. De'Aaron Fox has been pretty good.
I mean, true, but the game where it's like, okay, yeah, they really need LeBron is when they lost to the Knicks. You can't be losing to the Knicks.
I don't know. They're gonna need another. They're gonna need one more person. But Paul George. I mean, if Paul George is refusing to even go home, and there are reports like Kawhi and Kevin Durant want to team up in Los Angeles with the Clippers, it's kind of worrying, isn't it?
You'd be
worried if you're LeBron. You can attract the biggest stars, but if you're not attracting the biggest stars, then what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see Kevin Durant go to the Knicks. I think that'd be interesting. Him and Chris.
Hey, man, I still got my Knicks hat somewhere in my closet.
I hate you. If you go back to the bro, you got to stick to a team.
I'm a Melo fan, but Melo's gone. What am I supposed to do now?
Be a Hawks fan. I'm stuck with the Hornets. Okay, all I have is Kimba.
You guys at least make the playoffs at the moment.
Yeah, we're okay. Johan, the worst place to be in the NBA is like 7-8 seed or like 9 or 10 seed in that area, because you're not bad enough to get a top player, but you're stuck. You're stuck in that little middling
Stop
area.
Stop my fault that your owner doesn't care about your team.
He needs to play.
You think Michael Jordan? Hey man, you think Michael Jordan could actually do anything in this league? At this age, no.
You put him in for a quarter, he could get a few points. I would love to see it.
We all want to see it, but do we really want to?
Put him in like the last like 4 minutes of a game and see what he does. That'd be amazing.
Although what I do remember is that supposedly he was playing on one-on-ones with some of the Hornets players, and so he was.
Yeah, he beat Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, which isn't saying much because MKG sucks. What a waste of a pick.
Isn't that basically how you describe every pick that's not, like, a top 10, top 15? Anybody not?
But he was the second pick. The Hornets, or the Bobcats at that time, should have gotten Anthony Davis.
Can we just talk about how, you know, Adam Morrison also still also exists? Frank Kaminsky.
Oh, gosh. Cody Zeller. You can keep it coming. It's bad.
Maybe it's...
There was Noah Vonleh.
Oh, talent evaluation is just rough, huh? Hayden, that's all you're just – bro, you stress yourself too much on being a Hornets fan. I mean, the bandwagon life is right there.
I will say the Lakers are my second favorite team right now.
Oh,
I love watching them.
Oh, but when I do it, it's a bad thing.
Well, Johan, when you do it, you're legitimately thinking about switching to liking that team. I'm not going to be a Lakers fan. I root for them because I like watching LeBron on the Lakers.
Oh, so you'll take 10 LeBron notifications, not 10 Zion Zion notifications?
I don't like either. Zion blows up my phone more than freaking LeBron does now.
Hey, man, all I know is James Harden for MVP.
I'm with that. What he did against the Warriors was clutch. Did you see Steph Curry try to do the Harden step back?
Called for a travel, then decided to be like, hey, he gets away with it.
But the thing is, it was different, though. Steph Curry took like a step, an extra step in between. They're all travels, but this is even more of a travel. But I still thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get some more basketball talk after the NFL's done. So,
yeah, here in a few weeks. We might talk about it Pro Bowl week because there'll be. Actually, no. Are we
doing? No, we're doing like our awards slash like, I guess review show for the whole season, because I don't know who's gonna call losing the Super Bowl, or I don't know who's gonna call making it to the Super Bowl a disappointing season.
Patriots fans might.
No, I mean making the Super Bowl is always great. Losing is disappointing, but I'm not gonna say like. Like, I'm not going to say last season was a disappointment, because it wasn't. We played really well. And, yeah.
To be honest, how much does losing the Super Bowl really affect you
guys? Oh, I mean, I was sad. Don't get me wrong. It blows. But like, I already experienced the greatest victory of all time with beating the Falcons in the most embarrassing way.
Like, you have that Super Bowl when the Panthers made it and lost, I was like, devastated.
Hayden, if I lived in Philly, it'd be worse. But where do I live? I live in Georgia. You do too, technically, because you're still.
I'm still here most of the year.
But you live in I live with people. A lot of people I know, Falcons fans. They can't tell me anything. I hate Falcons, it's like y'all lost to the Eagles. I'm like, yeah, but we beat y'all. But after you blew a 25-point lead, so you know.
Goodness.
So yeah, losing a Super Bowl blows. You know that experience too, because your team's lost one
twice. But I was only aware enough.
Yeah, look, man, if we're being honest, I've been a Patriots fan for two Super Bowl wins. I've been a Patriots fan since the Giants lost.
Eli, man.
One day I'll go into my whole little Patriots, into why I picked the Patriots and all that, but I don't feel like going into it because I'm going to get called a bandwagon the whole process. All right, well. I'm like falling down because I was like on the edge of my bed. All right, well, that's been this week's episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
This wasn't our first episode of 2019, was it?
No, it was. Last week's was. Oh, no, it is. It is. Okay. So,
well, happy 2019, guys, for all of you in college. Enjoy your spring semester and good luck.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll talk to y'all next week and watch the games. I won't, so.
Yeah, of course not. But he'll still give you his crappy
take. Hey, man.
That'll always be there.
Yeah. I do have crappy takes.
All right, well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.